In this bulletin, Australia's vaccine rollout is boosted by 450,000 Pfizer doses that have just arrived. The Euro Justice Commission will investigate injustices experienced by Aboriginal people since colonization. And in sport, the Tokyo Paralympics come to a close after 13 days of competition. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Australia's vaccine rollout is given a boost with the arrival of 450,000 Pfizer doses from the UK. It's the first batch of a total of 4 million doses that will arrive this month. The Therapeutic Goods Administration has also approved 500,000 doses from Singapore. With 20.8 million vaccine doses administered so far across the country, Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Sonia Bennett says the boost to supply means states can focus on plans for reopening.
So the additional supply is really reassuring and does mean that we just would like to encourage all Australians, given the circumstances, to book in and go and get their first dose as soon as possible. The arrival of extra doses has meant that some planning could be brought forward and extra doses allocated to states and territories at the same time as demand is increasing in the population, which is a good thing to see.
62.7% of the eligible population aged over 16 have received their first dose, while 38.2% have received their second. Australia will send doses back to Singapore and the UK later in the year. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says a peak in hospitalization and intensive care will be likely in October. Over 1,400 new cases of COVID-19 were recorded in the state on Sunday and 3 deaths. Ms. Berejiklian says COVID-19 modeling will be revealed this week. She says plans for reopening at 70% vaccination coverage will differ for each state depending on its case numbers.
So in WA, for example, where they have no cases, they may want to keep things obviously the same, that they don't have any restrictions in place at all. Whereas in New South Wales, if we're at 70% double dose vaccination, we're going to have QR codes, we're going to have density rules, we're going to make sure there's good social distancing, caps at events. So that's the point. This is why the national plan works well, because every state is able to open up depending on what's going on in their state at the one time.
Restrictions in Victoria may be eased earlier than originally scheduled, as 60% of Victorians have now received their first vaccine dose. The state recorded 183 new coronavirus cases and 82 unlinked to previously known infections. A 5-kilometer radius will be expanded, more exercise time allowed, and reopening of outdoor gym equipment once the state hits 70% single dose coverage. Premier Daniel Andrews says that was initially forecast for September 23rd, but is 5 days ahead of schedule.
Not only do I want Christmas to be as close to normal as possible, I want to do everything I can and appeal to our community to join me in that work to make sure that the tasks, the burden, the challenge that particularly our nurses will face in the coming weeks and months, let's not make that job any harder than it already is. It's incredibly difficult.
The First People's Assembly of Victoria will hand over the responsibility of truth-telling to the historic Yuruk Justice Commission investigating the injustices experienced by Aboriginal people since colonization. It includes massacres, stolen generations, slavery, intergenerational trauma, cultural loss, land theft, sexual exploitation, and all forms of historical and current harm. These histories will become part of the state's official records, and the commission will recommend actions that pave the way to widespread reforms. The Assembly has worked extensively with Aboriginal communities, organizations, and individuals to guide the Yuruk Justice Commission. It will run alongside Victoria's treaty process and is a vital first step towards healing and negotiations. And the final act of the Tokyo Olympics and Paralympics came on Sunday, almost 8 years after the Japanese capital was awarded the Games. The Tokyo Paralympics has ended its 13-day run with a colorful and circus-like closing ceremony entitled Harmonious Cacophony at the National Stadium, overseen by Crown Prince Akishino, the brother of Emperor Naruhito. Retiring swimmer Ellie Cole was Australia's flag bearer and became the nation's most decorated female Paralympian with 17 medals across 4 games. These unprecedented Olympics and Paralympics had been postponed for a year, with no fans allowed except for a few thousand at outlying venues away from Tokyo. The Beijing Winter Olympics are up next, beginning in February of 2022, with the flag passed to Paris for the Summer Olympics and Paralympics in 2024. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 26 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 17. Melbourne, possible morning shower, 16. Hobart, partly cloudy, 15. Canberra, mostly sunny, 16. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 19. Sydney, much the same as yesterday. Newcastle, possible shower, 20. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 23. Cairns, a late shower or two, 28. And Darwin, a possible shower at 34 degrees.